Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Real Talk Radio Network.
Wait a minute, ain't no stopping till your missy finish. Turn my mic up so the whole church can hear it. Ain't no talking about it, we about to be about it. Let's work it, we gon' work it. We gon' praise dance all up in the churches. Now we gon' rock the service all night till the pastor do a sermon. Now hop, slide, step to the right, you try. Yo, hop, slide, praise them all night, we tired.
With what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Oh, yes. We make it happen over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, we're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us again for another great episode of the E-Man After Show. We're back.
We are back.
Yeah, we're back. We're back in the building. We was here this morning, and we made it back for another great episode of the E-Man After Show. We want to welcome all of you that's coming in on the phone lines on tonight, that's coming in on the network on tonight. Welcome to We Talk Radio Network. Man, this is where we talk.
We listen.
And guys, we take action.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just jumped off the Man to the Mentor show. We want to appreciate each and every one of you that follow these great shows, the Man to the Mentor show and the E-Man After Show. Man, we are just... we keep coming back because the listeners keep coming back.
Right.
I want to thank all you listeners all around the globe. Man, shout out to Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network. Listen, if you guys want to listen to us on that great network over there, all you got to do is go to SouthernSoulArtistsAroundTheGlobeRadio.com, and you can click on the E-Man Live emblem, and you can listen to the show live right now. We are broadcasting live on We Talk Radio Network. We're on all social media. You can go to www.wetalkradio.com. We're on all, we're on so many different other platforms. Man, help me out with some of the platforms over there.
All right. So we are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Uh-huh. Well, you listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can just go and download all those great apps. We would appreciate it. Man, we are so excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight. We're back. We're back for another good episode tonight. Happy Sunday night to everybody. Yeah, we was on We Talk this morning. I want to thank all you guys that joined us on the early morning show. We did a special edition of the gospel show this morning.
Right.
I want to appreciate all of y'all that hung out and, different ones said to me, I was listening to your show this morning. It sounded real, real good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we want to appreciate all of you that went back and listened on Southern Soul and listened on We Talk Radio Network. Just wanted to give you some uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there's so much going on in the world today.
Right.
And we just thought we'll wake up and give you guys some motivation, what's all going on over in Israel. What's all really just going on around the world in this day and time. Man, there's so much happening in this day and time until we need a lot of encouragement. So thank all of you that joined us this morning for the special edition of the E-Man After Show. It was the gospel show this morning. We had a great time hanging out, playing good gospel music. It was off the chain.
Off the chain.
Somebody asked me, E-Man, you going to start doing that? I said, no, we just did it for this Sunday morning. We don't know, but it appeared to be that people enjoyed it this morning, man.
Right.
So we want to thank all of you guys. Listen, we got a YouTube channel. You guys want to follow us on our YouTube channel? You can go to, what is it, WeTalkRadio.com, WeTalkRadio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe?
So in order to subscribe, you would click that subscribe button. Also, you want to make sure that you click the notification bell so you can be notified when the We Talk Radio Network family upload new content.
Yeah, and we want you guys to do that. We would appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
We're back for another great episode of the E-Man After Show. Mandy's in the building.
Hey.
We've been going all day long.
We have, listened. We started out early this morning, as you stated, with the special edition show. Then we went from there, we went to church. And from there, we had Mandy the Mentor Show this evening. Now we're on the E-Man After Show.
Yeah, we're going to close it down on the E-Man After Show. Shout out to Miss Kia D.
All right, now the founder and CEO of We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, we want to shout out to you, Miss Kia Davis. She's traveling, her job, have her traveling e-jobs, this network, and all the things, the great things that she's doing. We want to appreciate you. Then we want to shout out to Mr. Curtis Frazier over there, Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Network.
Yes, we do. Shout out to you as well.
Yeah, well, we're back around the domino table, man. You guys hang out with us tonight at 9:35. We got encouragement for your soul.
All right,
By Fred Bell.
Yes, you do not want to miss Encouragement for Your Soul by Fred Bell. Shout out to all of you Fredites out there.
Yeah, they'll be calling in shortly. You know, I said I was going to write numbers down, names down, but there's too many numbers to try to write people's names.
Right.
But I think they already on the line. Well, his segment's at 9:35.
It is.
We want to appreciate all of you guys that listen to that great segment. He's doing a great job. You know, it's an endeavor just to always give you good content and give you good something to, you know, a lot of time, man, we watch a lot of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear a lot of negativity. We see a lot of negativity. But we thought if we give you some inspiring you to lay down on, like encouragement for your soul,
mm-hmm.
you can go to bed on something like that.
Right.
Yeah, so we want to appreciate you guys that listen to that great segment. As a young man, had an opportunity to meet Mr. Fred Bell, and just an awesome brother. And he's been doing some writings for a while. I think he's getting ready to do him a book, Mandy.
All right.
Last
yeah,
I talked to him.
He's anointed to write.
Yeah.
He definitely, and all the material that he has, right,
mm-hmm.
he already have the book. It's already been written.
Yeah, he has put it in paper form.
Right.
And so if you out there listening, Mr. Fred Bell, we want you to go and get that book out.
And he can also do audio. He can do an audio book as well.
Right.
Every day of the week, weekly, however he chooses to, he have the material.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate you guys. Man, this month of October, we was talking about it last month,
mm-hmm.
I mean, last Sunday night. But the month of October, we all know it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
And also it's Pastor Appreciation Month.
It is Pastor Appreciation Month.
All you pastors ask me, you man, you're not doing Pastor Appreciation Month this month? I said, no, we decided to do Breast Cancer and Domestic Violence Awareness.
Uh-huh.
But I do want to shout out to all the pastors out there,
yes.
the lady pastors. You know, if you're a pastor, we want to shout out to you. You know, this time last year we did Pastor Appreciation. We brought different pastors on.
We did.
And but this year we decided to do Domestic Violence and Breast Cancer Awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking about that. And then we got a Bible study at the end of this month.
Right.
And then you teach next month.
Right.
Yeah, so we got a lot going on. We're trying to wind this year up. You know, but we just so peacock proud and high and happy that you guys would follow us over here on We Talk Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
The charts are looking good. The stats are looking good. We are all around the globe. And now that we have added another 160 countries, including France, we just want to appreciate and celebrate all of you listeners that's listening.
Yeah, shout out to you guys for listening to the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, and to you, a lot of you guys, we all see the news. You know, we got so much calamity is going on. And so we are lifting up Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're praying for Israel. We also just praying for this world.
Right.
You know, it's so much going on. I mean, you know, we were just in the news last night. Why? Because we broadcast in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the state fair going on in Texas.
We do.
The Texas State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And they tell me they had a shooting out there last night.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if nobody got killed, but I do know somebody got shot out there last
mm-hmm.
night. So we just want you guys to be careful out there. You know, we're just going to be praying. Why? Because, man, we're living in those times where you really can't pray this away.
Right.
The things that we see in the world today, you can't pray them away.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's biblical.
Right.
The signs that we see, God already knew it was going to happen. And he already forewarned us that when you begin to see these times,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's written, you know, you ain't going to be able to stop it because you'll stop the times. And
mm-hmm.
so he said, when you see these days approaching, that, you know, we prevail you and provoke you to, you know, give your life to Christ because the Son of Man is soon to come.
Yes, he is.
And when you see the times like what we're seeing in this calamity, in this world today, mm-hmm. which is the Bible can't lie. God cannot lie.
Right.
And you're not going to make him a lie by your prayer. You understand
what
I'm saying?
That's right.
So this is going to come to pass. But I think we said on this morning show, I like what you said this morning, Mandy, you know, we as believers, you know, I mean, we know this is going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but are you ready?
Are we ready? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we definitely just need to look at things for what they really are. Turning a blind eye to what's happening in the world, comparing it to scripture is not going to make it go away.
Well, right, right.
We're looking at Israel right now, and we're praying for Israel, but let this be a sign, and this is a sign to America. This is to come. It will come. And a lot of people don't want to hear it. A lot of people, they sway away from it. They call it doom and gloom. But the word of the Lord is going to come to pass.
Yes.
And it's going to hit the four corners of the earth. And America is not exempt. America is very prideful. America feel like, you know, we talk about the land of the free. Are we really free? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to face these things as time progresses. And we're looking at other countries, and we see as such as Venezuela, Amen.
Right.
I think about Venezuela, and the reason why I said Venezuela, because a few years ago I saw a vision, and the American people were lined up outside of stores, and they were rationing out food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this was
mm-hmm.
before COVID. They were rationing out food. They were rationing out toilet paper and things of that nature. This is where we're going.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of people, and let me say this also, the Word of God never backs up the idea that God's people are going to be completely gone during the entire tribulation period.
Right, right.
And so that tells us that we're going to experience some of these things.
Yes.
And I think you just alluded to, or you just asked the question, are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Are you ready for the end times? You know, approaching. I mean, when I grew up,
mm-hmm.
they always used to have this saying, Jesus is soon to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 62 now, and I heard that when I was small.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is soon to come. You know, I heard one preacher said it like that. I don't know, but I've already felt at my age. I already felt. But at the end of the day, yes, you know, we're heading that way. But I think the whole moral of this story is, are you ready, and why are you shocked? If you're a believer
mm-hmm.
and you have made it with your maker, to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and so I do know we all want to go to heaven, just don't nobody want to die
to get there.
But at the end of the day, that's our reward. That's what we look forward to. And so we're trying to make, you know, on this side of the earth,
mm-hmm.
we're trying to pay the bill for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
What is paying the bill? That's, you know, giving your life to Christ, accepting
right.
him as your personal savior.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that guarantees you eternal life once you get off of this side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this old body going to go back to dirt.
That's
but
right.
where is your soul going to spend eternity? You
right,
understand?
Right.
And so we make that over here. You know, we pay
that's
that
right.
bill while we're over here.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus has paid the price for us to be able to enter into the pearly gates,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so to all of you that's listening around the globe on tonight on both networks, you know, it's just our endeavor to provoke you and prevail you. We're living in the end times.
We are living in the end times, Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, while you're here, while we're here on
mm-hmm.
earth, are we walking in peace? Do we have the peace of God with all the calamities that are taking place, with things that are happening out of our control, with people being kidnapped and trafficked and bombs going off? And
right,
all
right.
these different things. Do we have the peace of God? I'm a firm believer, Amen,
mm-hmm.
that because we're all in this together, right?
Right.
But I'm a firm believer that when we have the Lord and we're connected to him, that we can walk in a peace that's indescribable.
Yeah.
You know, all these things are happening. We're all in this because we're all on earth, right?
Right.
But it's how we see it and also how we walk through it.
Yeah.
We're not hopeless. We're not powerless because we have the power of the Holy Spirit living within us. He said, when the Holy Spirit come upon them, they shall have power.
Right.
right?
right.
So we're walking in dunamis power, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
However, so when we start feeling the way and these things begin to happen, what do? We pray, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do? We speak a life. We cover.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, maybe you know somebody out there. Maybe they're not a believer. Well, are you covering them? Are you praying for them?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, this I believe this is very relevant for this time. It's always relevant, but it's really relevant now, and it's time to put our faith and our belief into practice.
Yes. And, you know, it's something that I've been watching, the Kirk Franklin documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one thing that I loved about what Kirk Franklin said. He kind of ends up all his interviews as saying, when wounded. You know,
mm-hmm.
that was my email thought. I stole that from Kirk Franklin
mm-hmm.
last Sunday night. You know, no matter what calamities we're in right now,
mm-hmm.
you got to find a way to win wounded.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Because it's not going to go away, you know.
Right.
We're talking about breast cancer awareness. We're talking about domestic violence. You got to win wounded.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Some people don't like sharing showing their scars. Some people, you know, when we start talking about domestic violence, they hide a lot of it. But we have to learn how to win. Because you'll win if you don't quit.
Right.
But we want you to win wounded. And how we want you to win wounded, we're going to make you aware, give you some telltale signs of awareness. But also, you need to win in your spiritual life in the sense of you got to pay the bill on this side.
Right.
You know, cause no matter what's going on around you. I remember back when we had the bombing of New York City where they bombed the towers. When you look back over that whole scenario and looked at people really lost their lives and it was just never heard of.
Right.
When you look back to 2 years ago in 2021 when COVID-19 hit, you know, it's a whole, it's millions didn't make it.
Right.
But we was one of the ones that did. You know, we weren't exempt. you understand what I'm saying? And so what God have done, he has allowed us the time to continue to get it right, to help the rest of those that's out there that haven't made a decision to come on this side is to, you know, come on this side. You know why? Because it's a whole lot of, I mean, when you watching the news and you seeing Israel and the tragedy that's going on over there, and just even over here in the U.S. of A. in America, where we, you know, the home of the free, where we supposed to be, it's a whole lot going on.
Right.
And it's a lot of people lost. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just I endeavor around the E-Man After Show is to provoke you and prevail you in something, if it's through a segment, such as Mr. Fred Bell does, if it's through a Bible study that we do every first Sunday night, if it's just an encouraging word. We set it that around the domino table. Yeah, we talk about all life's issues. We talk about a whole lot of other stuff. Why? Because Scripture teaches us to be in health as our soul prosper. He wants the whole man to prosper.
That's right.
And so as we want you to prosper spiritually, we want you to prosper naturally.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So we have all type of conversations, but, you know, we're about our Father's business,
yes,
you know.
We are.
And being about our Father's business, just because it don't look like something that you would do, don't mean we ain't about it.
That's right.
We have different methods. And Mandy, Dr. Mandy, you can help me. What confuses me a lot of time, because people are so religious. And, you know, they have adopted the religious mindset and the customs of what religion look like.
Right.
But they miss the assignment of being about their Father's business. They can be about the church business for sure. A lot of people are about church business.
Right.
You know, you understand church. You know, but do you really understand of being about God's business and what it takes to be about his business? You got to push through no matter what.
That's right.
You got to win wounded no matter what.
That's
and
right.
As I was watching Kirk Franklin documentary, a lot of people have a lot to say. But at the end of the day, he's still about his Father's business. Why? Because God have given him a gift through song. And through his talent at producing, and he's still lifting up the name of Jesus. It may not look like he's singing at the choir at the church. You understand what I'm saying? But it don't mean he ain't about his Father's business. So, you know, I think that's a powerful concert that's coming to Dallas. You know, we're going to have to make that because he got a great lineup. They got a great lineup.
Right.
But what are we saying? No matter what you do, be about your Father's business. Don't be about this religious business.
Yeah, right. It's not about it's not about a platform. You know? I mean, God will afford a way, right? And gifts will make room, right? That's biblical. But it's not about that. It's about relationship and intimacy with God, right?
Yes, yes.
And what is he saying? What is God telling you, for those of you that are listening on the phone lines and on the network, both networks, that is, what is God telling you? How is he speaking to you? Are you hearing him?
Yes.
What directives have he given you? How are you interceding? Now, we know that, you know, we do these things. We should be doing these things. But we know that sometimes the Holy Spirit will take us into deep intercession. And I ask that question, Iman, because we're talking about all this that is taking place, all the calamities. We're talking about the kidnaps. We're talking about, we've talked about earlier about people being depressed.
Right,
you know,
right.
We talk about all these things. How are we combating these things?
Yeah.
You know, so that goes back to Iman with really being in commune with the Lord, really having intimacy with God. And you also talked about how people, you know, they basically sit back and they judge, right? This is why, Iman, we have to have spiritual insight. spiritual insight speaks loudly.
Right, right.
Speaks, I mean, the form of godliness is one thing, but when you have spiritual insight, you can truly see what's before you and truly see what's in operation,
oh,
right?
Yes.
And a lot of times, you know, we're quick to speak because maybe the method is not something that we are accustomed to.
Right, 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 right.
At the end of the day, this is why we have to have intimacy with God so we can know what, who is his and, or how, if he's really using someone, let me say it like that, if he's mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. using someone or if it's a form and a fashion.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes we do it through the airwaves,
mm-hmm.
you know, just because the Amen After Show don't look like quote unquote a Christian show
mm-hmm.
don't mean you can't listen.
Right.
You understand? Just because I play blues music don't mean you can't listen.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I'm still about my father's business. Me playing blues and jazz don't have nothing to do with me doing my father's business.
Mm-hmm.
It has something to do with, you know, the job that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end of the day, you know, I know who I am, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure when I run into that brother out there that I'm having a conversation with, you know, it's always my endeavor to know where he is, where his spiritual walk is.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Right.
Some type of way the conversation may come up. If it don't come up, I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't force it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But all of us have different platforms. All of us have different ways that we get the word of God out.
Mm-hmm.
And so to those of you that's out there on the network, Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com and We Talk Radio Network, we just want to appreciate you that keep coming back every Sunday night. We appreciate all of you guys' feedback. We get a lot of great feedback.
Yes.
We want to thank all of you guys. But, man, I got to do this transition because I missed this. We're around the domino table, but it is sports night.
All right.
Check it out. Oh, yes. Yeah, I tell you, the yesterday upset Eagles today, man.
Mm-hmm.
20-14.
Yeah,
that was an upset. I'm biting that was an upset for a whole lot of people. The Lions, they upset the Buccaneers today 20-6.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots lost to the Raiders 21-17.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I think our Giants is playing the Bills right now. And I believe someone got hurt on the Bills. I was watching it a minute ago. I think a player got hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they just coming out of halftime. Then, because we broadcast in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex,
mm-hmm.
our Dallas Cowboys, they play tomorrow night. Yeah, the Cowboys play tomorrow night. They're playing the Chargers on tomorrow night at 7:20 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all guys check that game out. The Monday night football game with the Dallas Cowboys. I think Pittsburgh Steelers, I think this is a bye week for them because I didn't
uh-huh.
see the score for Pittsburgh. But to all of you guys out there, we're around the domino table on the E-Man After Show. We have been going all day long. Thank you guys for joining us this
mm-hmm.
morning. We did a special edition gospel show this morning.
We did.
It was off the chain.
Yes, it was.
As they would say, while you was getting ready for church, and you know how people tune in. We had so many people tune in just
mm-hmm.
listening to the music and the conversation. So we thank you guys for that. And tonight we're back over here on the E-Man After Show around the domino table. We're talking about domestic violence. We're talking
right.
about Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because the month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And to those of you women out there, I think last Sunday we talked about some of the symptoms of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We
mm-hmm.
talked about the symptoms and leading up to Breast Cancer Awareness. And
we did.
Man, to help us out with some of those symptoms. And ladies and gentlemen, we see you guys. The phone lines are flooded on tonight. If you have a question or you want to join the conversation, you have a testimonial, you're a survivor of breast cancer or domestic violence, because we understand this is a sensitive topic.
Very sensitive topic for many.
For many. And so you can hit option one. You can call us here tonight at 563-999-3456. And you could join the conversation with us. Remember, at 9:35, ladies and gentlemen, we have Encouragement for the Soul tonight with Fred Bell. You
yes.
guys can join us for that. But we're talking Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
We are.
Let's talk about it, man.
Yeah, so some of the signs and symptoms of breast cancer includes a breast lump or thickness around the breast.
Mm-hmm.
When I speak of thickness, think about feeling an orange peel, right?
Mm-hmm.
The roughness, the lumpiness, the thickness of it, the consistency of it, basically. Change in size of shape and appearance of the breast. Changes to the skin over the breast, such as, you know, dimples forming, right? A introverted nipple, peeling and scaling, crusting of skin, flaking, pigmentation, redness, and so there's a few things, right, that we can look at. And also you can do a breast exam in the shower. Women can do a breast exam in the shower by putting soap on your breast and feeling around to see if you feel anything out normal, such as a lump, a bump, or something to that nature.
Yeah, so you guys, to all of you women, we believe early detection is very, very key.
Right.
You know, it's a low percentage of men getting breast cancer, but men do experience breast cancer.
Absolutely.
And we know it's rare for men, but men will, you know, can get it. But, you know, when you're doing your mammograms, if you're doing it every year, women, sisters out there, you know, pay attention, you know, pay attention to the things that causes cancer.
Absolutely. You want to pay attention to the things that cause cancer.
Breast cancer.
Also, yeah. Right. Uh-huh. Also, for men, you stated men, they get breast cancer as well. A lot of men, some men carry the gene as well, just as women.
Right, right.
And they get it through the DNA. So a lot of times the cells and things in the body mutate, which causes breast cancer and also other cancers as well, but we're narrowing it down to breast cancer because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, guys, you want to make sure you're being tested. For those of you women that may have had a mammogram and you're still having symptoms, you know something is wrong, something's abnormal, request an ultrasound. An ultrasound, they can get more of a visual of what's going on with your breast. And there's ways that people catch breast cancer, that is, right? Multiple cancers, but we're talking about breast cancer. It's from the sun, right? It's in the genes, DNA. Smoking makes you a high risk. Eating habits, right? This is why, you know, a lot of time doctors are telling people, you know, change their eating habits. Watch what they eat. Excessive alcohol consumption.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Age as well. Age causes the cells in our body to mutate sometimes.
Right, right.
Also, conditions that affect the immunity. Conditions such as HPV, HIV, herpes, virus 8, et cetera.
Right, right. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you know, these are some of the telltale signs that the body is always speaking, so you just got to really pay attention to your body. But one thing, as I was listening to you, man, that stands out, it's what we're putting in our body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to be real careful of a lot of the processed foods and the foods that we're eating today.
Right.
Because they're shooting a lot of this food up with some whole lot of stuff. And, you know, and just because you're 25 and your breast is okay, you know, I think statistically or the survey, as we studied, they said it started from like 35, they start checking.
You know, you talked about the food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are injecting a lot of these animals with hormones. We have lab-grown meat, lab-grown food, period, right? If you look at our children, Eman, I thought about something.
Mm-hmm.
We have little girls who are developing breasts at the age of 8.
Yeah, that's why.
It's believed that it's due to what they're injecting these animals with. Whenever you have a piece of chicken that looks like it's three times its normal size, it causes you to think, right?
And so you gotta pay attention to that, because as you get a little older, and you know, I have seen a whole lot of women, we talked about this last Sunday night, with enlarged breasts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a certain age and your breast is real enlarged to where, you know, your back began to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the signs. I think we had a guest on, and one of her signs were her back was hurting all the time.
Right.
But a lot of time when you have enlarged breasts, you think it's because of the breasts.
Mm-hmm.
But, you need to go get a mammogram to get checked out, because, you know, you could be experiencing breast cancer at an early age.
Right.
You know, and a lot of young women, we're not talking about you that, you know, shooting your breasts up and, you know, you getting a lot of these breasts. Because, you know, we had to make that clear. Implants, because one minute you can have small breasts, 2 weeks later you see somebody with something like, oh, what is, that don't mean they have breast cancer. A lot of that, they just, you know, having surgeries done. But we're literally talking about you guys that, you know, these are your real breasts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, They are overlarged. They are too heavy. And you notice a lot of back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always said because they breast is big or they too big. A lot of times, statistics I've seen, it ends up being breast cancer.
Absolutely.
And so we just want you women to, every year on the year, you know, we're in October.
Mm-hmm.
Before October next year, you should have had a breast
mammogram.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because early detection is always key.
It is key.
You know, and you could prevent it before it gets to the stage three.
Right.
You know, because you don't want it to get to stage three. That's it.
Right. That's the progressive stage.
Uh-huh.
You want to catch it, if at all, at stage zero.
Yes.
Before it starts to progress and grow,
yes.
And begin to spread throughout the body.
Yes. And so over here on We Talk Radio Network, the E-Man After Show, we're just trying to bring some awareness to it. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? This is the month where you see a lot of pink ribbons.
Right.
You see a lot of great campaigns that's
mm-hmm.
going on. You see a lot of pink balloons going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are, you know, out of sight, out of mind. A lot of people only think about breast cancer until this time of the month.
True.
Why? Because at the end of this month, you do Halloween. After
mm-hmm.
Halloween, you go right into Thanksgiving.
Right.
Then you go into Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you by Christmas and New Year's, ain't no one going to be thinking about breast cancer.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So all year long, we want to make you aware. And when you don't see the pink ribbons, when you don't see the pink balloons, you know, do your checkups, you know, follow up on your checkups. Make sure you're making your appointments, you know, stop rescheduling your appointments when they having you to come in to do your mammograms.
Right.
Why? Because we're trying to prevent you from breast cancer, right?
Right.
And so with that being said, we're going to transition, Mandy, and we'll come back and talk about some more. We're going to give you some encouragement for the word, encouragement
right.
for the soul on tonight.
It is time to be encouraged.
By Deacon Fred. He's a deacon at his church.
Uh-huh.
We want to appreciate him if he's listening on the light. The phone lines are lit up tonight. I don't know if they on here. If you're on here, Fred, hit option one. Those of you that want to come into the conversation tonight, if you want to hit option one and join our conversation, we'll bring you in on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But let's listen to Fred Bell, and we'll
right
be back
now
with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
Time to be encouraged.
You are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Good evening. I want to thank you for joining me for the encouragement for your soul. And I hope this word encourages someone to know that your faith will always give you the victory. We're just going to start out with the scripture. John 5:4 says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." Now, sometimes we look at a victory as being victorious, meaning we got to come out of whatever we're going through before we claim the victory. We don't wave the victory flag until we come through our storm. But that is the wrong understanding that we have about our faith. Faith gives us the victory. So when we have faith, no matter what we're going through, we have victory even before the battle is over. Because with the faith, you already won. Because when you have faith in God, God is going to give you the victory. But your faith is going to get you through whatever you're going through. So we have to understand that faith gives you the victory, not the victory in the victory. Because if we all waited for our battles to be over before we waved our victory flag, some of us would never wave the victory flag because we don't understand when we have victory. But we have victory when we have faith in Christ. Because when we have faith in Christ, we have already won and we are victorious. When the thief said, "Remember me in your kingdom," Jesus Christ told him, "I promise from this day forth, you will be with me in paradise." When the thief uttered those words and told him to remember him, he was already victorious even before he held his head and died, because Christ had already gave him the victory. He had already gave him his eternal reward. So if you're going through anything tonight, I want to let you know before this battle is even over, you wave your victory flag because you have faith that you're going to come through. So you wave your flag now and you hold your flag up high because guess what? Your faith has given you the victory. You heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Clap your hands.
I get to kick it with the fellas.
Feel mighty good to me.
My kind of music.
Woo! Fellas have to say,
one moment. us back. Not knowing I'd lose my temperance. But I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
Oh.
And for righteousness.
And be counted.
And be counted among them that shall reign with him.
Hey, oh,
you stand.
Hey.
The prince our Lord.
Oh.
And when you're all alone,
and believe
he shall receive his own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand, stand. Everybody say it,
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Brown with Provoking Thoughts. You're listening to the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, we take action.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
We Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is WeTalkRadio.com. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight over here on the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building, man.
We are back.
We want to appreciate y'all of you that's over on Southern Soul Artists Around the Globe Radio.com, Radio Network. Thank you guys for listening tonight, that's hanging out with us.
Mm-hmm.
We are all around the globe. We're sitting around the domino table tonight.
Yes, we are.
We're talking Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're talking Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Right.
It's October is that month, and we're just talking about it on tonight,
mm-hmm.
just sitting around the domino table. Why? Because we just want to inform you and enlighten you and, you know, allowing you guys to, you know, make sure you get checked out. Let's go to one of our callers. Last four numbers, 6530. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, Fred. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing okay.
Good, good. Well, man, we excited tonight. We are broadcasting this show in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Want to appreciate your segment on tonight, brother. Great segment.
No problem.
Yes, man, just an encouraging word. And
mm-hmm.
To all the Ikes that have called, they called in like 15 minutes and 10 minutes before the segment. Then they hang up right after that. I thank them, you know.
Right.
When they call in, Fred, I don't know their names, but I do know their numbers because they call in at a certain
right.
time.
Right.
And then they listen. They listen for a few minutes and they go on and hang up. We understand. Well, what an encouraging word on tonight,
mm-hmm.
man. We are on just appreciate you with all these segments that you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, we're talking breast cancer awareness and domestic violence awareness. You got any insight on, well, we know you're a cancer survivor.
Uh-huh.
So there, a
right.
lot of this may be familiar to you. And we're sympathetic to those that have any type of cancer.
Right.
But while we're talking about it, Fred, just talk to us, encourage our hearts just a little bit. How did you make it through
mm-hmm.
and what were some of your challenges, but, you know, you pulled through?
Well, I guess, you know, say how I made it through. I guess you got to have faith. And
mm-hmm.
and it's from the stuff that I went through before. So I knew
mm-hmm.
when God brought me through that, when this came along, it meant really nothing to me because, I told you when I first found out, and
right.
they told me it was cancer, and the lady told me it was a tumor over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her, that's cancer, right? And she said, yeah, and I started laughing.
Right.
So they asked me when I went at my job, what they said. I said, they said I got cancer.
Uh-huh.
And they said, no, you don't. I said, why? They said that. And they said, because you're laughing. So then when I went and they told me it was stage four, when I went to the doctor, and I was like, how many stages is it? And they said, four. And I started laughing again. And I told them, I said, man, this is not for me. It's for someone to see God work through me. So
right.
in order to get through anything, whether it's cancer, whether it's diabetes, no matter what it is, you got to have faith to understand that everything you get is not particularly for you. It's for God. It's for somebody to see God work through you because it's somebody that don't believe his power. So, and you got to say, even if I don't survive this, I don't make it through this, I'm going to live every day because when you think you're going to die, then you kill yourself because you start thinking it. So if your mind thinks you're dying, then you're killing your own body. I never one time thought about death. I never thought I was going to die. Not one time.
Right. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's beautiful. To those of you that's on the network, we understand cancer is cancer, you know.
Right.
We're talking about breast cancer, but this is even
right.
to the breast cancer survivors, to any sickness. Like you got diabetes,
mm-hmm.
high blood pressure, you know, colon cancer. We just lost one of my good friends that we grew up with. We just lost him through colon cancer. But, you know, it is always beautiful to hear those that survived and
right.
Come through it, you know, because
mm-hmm.
it has its challenges,
yes.
you know. But I like what Fred Bill
right.
said. He never even thought that he was going to die.
Right.
You know, because as I think, you know, I'm alluding to what he said, because scripture says a man thinketh, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't ever think there, so he's still living.
That's right.
And a lot of times, a lot of people, you know, we're not making light of that, because as you listen to Fred Bell, what really got him through is his faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what pleases God, and that's what moved God. He didn't even think about dying.
Right.
And so God said, well, shoot, if he's that courageous, you know, you understand, you don't believe he's going to die from
that's
this.
Right.
You know, so it's that strong faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And to that person that's listening out there on the network on tonight that may be suffering breast cancer, any kind of illness or any kind of cancer, your faith really got to be rooted in God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mandy.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, as Fred Bell was talking and as you were speaking to me, man, he did not come into agreement with, you know, they said he had cancer. And although, you know, the tests prove he had cancer, but Fred Bell, you know, due to his faith, he never came into agreement with the diagnosis. And at the end of the day, we have so many people. We have people that fight, you know, but our words are powerful.
Right,
what we come into agreement with is powerful. And, you know, you have those people where they, you know, they have came into agreement. With
right.
And, you know, and
it manifests.
Be it unto them. Yeah. So with that being said, you know, I like that, you know, because it does take a certain measure of faith. It takes faith, period.
Right.
To say, oh, no, I do not. No, I don't. I don't have it. I know what you say I have, but I'm not claiming this for my life, you know, even when the evidence is before us.
Kind of remind me of the old saying, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Right.
But also that, you know, scripture talk about, who report are you going to believe?
Uh-huh.
Friends say, I don't believe your report. You know, I believe the report of the Lord. I ain't getting up out of here no time soon. Well, man, that is so awesome. That's so awesome. And I know that's encouraging for someone on the line tonight on both networks that's listening out there around the globe. You know, you got to win wounded.
And I like and it's how we see it. It's our perspective, right?
Yes.
I love how Fred Bell said what he went through wasn't for him. But then, listen, we have to take the hit for
somebody. Yeah.
If it's the hit that so that somebody else can believe, you know, somebody else that's going to go through it down the line, they look at his life, and his life is a testimony to them, you know?
Yes.
And they say the same God that did it for Fred Bell can do it for me, too.
Yes. Well, man, we want to appreciate you. How your day going so far, sir? We did a Sunday morning service this morning, a show this morning, man. We did gospel this morning. It was awesome.
Oh, did
you? Yeah, we did a special edition of the E-Man After Show. Yeah, man, we came on this morning at 8 to 9, and we blessed people hard because, you know.
Oh, okay.
What do you think about what's going on in Israel right about now?
You know, it's so funny. I was talking to me, one of my friends was talking. I was like, man, you know, they actually fighting basically, I think, over land, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, they've been fighting for years.
Years,
but they're killing both. The innocent people getting killed on both sides.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, they're just bombing and bombing and don't care what they're doing. So, and I'm thinking, you know, looking at, like in a reality, like looking at United States, how people say, oh yeah, we back Israel and we this and that, and looking at people saying one thing, people saying another thing, and people are getting mad because somebody's defending Israel, somebody on the other side defending. And I'm thinking to myself, y'all really don't care. We say we care, but we really don't care, because if we look at the Hispanic immigrants that's coming over, you don't even want them over here. So why you care about somebody in another country that's getting that's killing themselves? You don't care about these people.
Right,
but I said, all we can do, and people, you know how we always say, you know, everybody said we're going to pray about it.
Mm-hmm.
But until, like is it Psalms 91, right? Where it says, the people that are called by my name, and those that are called by his name, all the ones that are called by, not the ones pretending. When we really sit down and pray and ask God to heal this, like he said, I will heal it. He ain't never lied.
Right,
he just waiting on those who say, "Stop saying you're a Christian and you this and you finna," but then you showing otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, And it's so funny, you know, how you look at Israel and you look how the United States, how we send so much money over to help, but we won't even help the people right here in our own backyard.
We just said
we
that this week.
These people over
yeah, that concerns me a whole lot. We find ways. We were just having this conversation, me and Mandy and them, this week. You know, when we're helping someone else, we can come up with trillions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But people right here in our backyard, we can't get them health care.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? It's crazy to me, you know. But these are some of the times that we're living in. And so you're absolutely right, Freya Bill. And to those of you that's on the net, on the phone line listening tonight, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. We're talking domestic violence. We're talking breast cancer awareness. We're just, you know, making you aware. We're sitting around the domino table. We like putting these kind of topics out there around the domino table where you guys can come in and express how you feel and talk about how you feel, you know, why, because we just want to always encourage you to uplift you and to motivate you, you know, because as we were saying, I don't know if you were listening earlier, Fred, as we were saying, we're about our Father's business. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And we got to be about our Father's business. It may come through different methods and different ways of what we, how we do it, but at the end of the day, we are serious, because he said, if my people will humble themselves, call by my name and humble themselves and pray. And but the significance of that scripture, he said, but turn. And that's what I'm hearing Fred Bill say. A lot of people have turned from their wicked ways because he also said there's no peace for the wicked. You understand? And America is wicked.
You
know what I'm saying? And she's paying for a lot of her wickedness, so to speak, you know. And so, but we have authority and we have the power as believers, you know. And God moves off our faith, because that's what pleases him, is faith, you know. And but yeah, man, we are we just excited tonight, boy. We have had a blessed day on today.
Yes.
We just put a few topics out there tonight. Man, your Pittsburgh Steelers, they must ain't playing today. They on a bye week.
Yeah, they got a bye week.
Yeah. I didn't see no score for them today. I said they must be on a bye week. Well, our Cowboys play tomorrow night, you know. Yep, the Dallas Cowboys playing tomorrow night. You know, I think they playing. Who they playing tomorrow night? The Cowboys playing the Chargers tomorrow night.
The San Diego. I mean, well,
the Chargers.
San Diego Chargers. The Chargers. They changed the first name, L.A. Chargers or something.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they playing them tomorrow night. So all of you guys that over here on We Talk Radio Network. Now the Cowboys at 7:20, but we want you to log in and listen to the Unplugged Show with Miss Kia D on tomorrow night, right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You'll enjoy that show. But Fred, we also talking about domestic violence. You know, let's talk a little bit about that. What we're living in a society today where, you know, violence is rapid. You know what I'm saying? And it's just amazing to me how much violence are we spreading. But domestic violence, let's talk a little bit about that, sir.
I listened to y'all. I was listening to the show last week when y'all was talking about it. Me and my wife started talking about it afterwards. And I was like, in what part of a relationship does each party think it's okay for you to hit me, to put your hands on me?
Right.
What part of that relationship did we say, okay, when we together 5 years, I'm going to be able to slap you in your face?
Right.
And then I'm going to punch you in your – and I'm thinking to myself, how does it get to a point where you want to hit somebody? But sometimes it's not always what you see. Because I know people done seen their moms, a dad get probably beat up by a woman or, you know, vice versa. And then they don't – they do the opposite where they don't want that for themselves.
Right.
Even in I had a friend, and she went through a lot of domestic violence with guys she went with. And I said, you know what she was telling me? I said, I think one of the things you do, which I wasn't trying to say it was her fault. I said, you don't need to tell the next guy what one person did to you, because then they're going to think it's okay when they get mad to hit you because you done been hit before, which is not an excuse. But don't bring it up. And I was telling one young lady, I was like, when a guy hits you, I said, you know, if a guy hits you and you cower down or you don't fight back, that gives them power. I said, bust them in the head with a cast iron skillet. I said, I bet they won't hit you no more.
Right. That'll be that, huh? That that cast iron skillet, boy. That cast iron skillet, it cook some good cornbread, but it'll get a Negro off of you.
You know, it's almost like when a bully is picking on somebody.
Right.
The bully will pick on the person that won't fight them back. But when a person will fight them back, even if they can't beat them, they won't pick on them no more because it's not an easy fight.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen out there on the network, we're talking a little bit about domestic violence because we gave some of the signs and what Free Bill is alluding to. You know, there's a lot of physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and we were just saying, Free it. Some women have been abused so much, I think it's interesting that you said you shouldn't tell the next man because, you know, some women don't think they love unless they're getting hit on, if they're getting beaten on.
Because they're so
used to it. Mm-hmm. You know, they done been in all these relationships. And like you say, one guy done slapped them around and the next guy done slapped them around. You know, if they get a good man in their life and he ain't slapping around, they're going to provoke him until he slap her, you know, because that's what she feed off of. You know, and that's one of the cycles that we are trying to break because, you know, it comes in different forms. But right now we're talking about physical, but a lot of, you know, if you've been used to it, like Fred is saying, if you've seen that martyr in your home or you've seen your daddy beat up your mom or you've seen a man beat up, if you don't see that, you almost somewhat think that's normal. It's acceptable. But like we said on last week, one hit, the first hit is too many. You know what I'm saying? And so we understand this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And so we want you guys to pay attention because, Fred, we were alluding earlier today. Now we're even talking about how do you discover when a person is being abused? Because, you know, people cover up real good. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You may think it's an accident, but statistically saying, you know, if a person, the pattern is like this, every 30 days, every 30 to 45 days, you will see a scar on a person that's being abused.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Meaning that, you know, they, like men that alluded earlier, they might come with their finger may be wrapped this time. You understand what I'm saying? 30 days later, they may have a lot of makeup on because they're trying to cover up a black eye. 30 days later after that, they might be a busted lip. But they're going to always keep covering up. But these are some of the signs that this person is in a domestic relationship, you know.
Right.
And because it happens in patterns, it don't happen every day, all the time, you know.
Right.
You can get by with it. And then those that's being abused, they in silence about it, you know.
Right.
Why? Because of the shame. They don't want no one to know it. You know, and so they willing. And I asked you and Mandy, you know, no one else if it option one. I would ask, Mandy, Fred, why do you think people just stay in silence that, you know, do we got to get sick? Because eventually you're going to get sick and tired, then your ass going to get shot. You understand what I'm saying?
Why?
Because it leads up to that violence to where you done hit me too many times. And now that person is ready to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is when it get to where it's talking about weapons. You know, weapons become the solution. How can we stop before we get to the weapons? Create a Dr. Mandy. How can we stop this abuse before it get to the point? It's already violent, but, you know, eventually somebody keep hitting on you after a while, you're going to have to stop them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's when the life is being taken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't kill him, kill her, they're going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it escalates, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, that would really be dependent upon the person that's being abused.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you're being abused and no one knows, you know, it's going to take action from that person, you know, and that's to get out. You know, that's to reach out to someone that can help.
Mm-hmm.
That question you ask, I honestly, and for me, it definitely depends on the person that's being abused, because how can it be stopped if no one is aware?
Well, I'm talking about that person that's being abused. How can that person that's being abused? Mm-hmm. How can it be stopped with them? I mean, because we have prevention lines. You know, we have shows like this to make you aware. You know, and we have a 1-800 number that you guys can call, but you can give out all those numbers. But what would make that person just stay there up under that kind of abuse?
Mm-hmm.
because they the one got to stop it.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes the woman may be just so fearful of leaving, because I'm looking at a lot of ID investigation discovery, and these women are getting abused and they leave, and the man will follow them and find them, and they go get restraining. A restraining order ain't nothing. I think some of the laws need to be changed. They need to put some of these guys in jail. And some of the telltale signs are, if your daughter, mama, whoever it may be, if they get with somebody, and then next thing you know, they call you every day, but then all of a sudden they stop calling you. The person moves them away from the family. That is a sign that something is going on. They want them far away. And you know what? I tell, when my daughter was dating guys, I would always tell them, man, don't ever put your hand on my daughter. If my daughter does something to you, and I tell my daughter, don't put your hands on him to give him reason to hit you. And I tell him right there, if you do, you're going to have to deal with me. And it ain't going to be like I'm going to come over there and do it. I'm going to invite you over like it's a dump. And I'm going to get something, I'm going to try to bust your head open with it. I'm just being honest. Because, I mean, men don't put your hand. Don't put your hand on my daughter, because I only got one daughter.
Fred, you said you're going to invite them over like they for the eat some meatloaf and cornbread
like, Sunday dinner.
Like I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing that's going on.
Right. And boy, it's going to be a different story. I understand. Because, you know, Fred, it was interesting. I was in a conversation with a young man this week, and I was just talking to him about his daughter. You know, every man is like that when it comes to their daughter. You know, understand what I'm saying? You a real man, his daughter and his wife, this is why I tell people, I don't care how saved you are. You ain't saved enough. You ain't got no kind of Holy Ghost enough when it comes to your wife and your children or your daughter.
Right.
They can go put all those scriptures. You can do all that talking about I restrain and I got the Holy Ghost and I got some anointing and some power. Put your hands on somebody's wife, and if you put your hands on mine, you're going to find out, because mine is a little bit anyway.
Right.
But their daughter, you know, all that Christian stuff goes out the window. Mm. Why? Go ahead, Flip. You got some people let me pray. No, you put your hands on my child. Right. It's going to be a different kind of prayer.
And the funny thing about that, a lot of these men that are fighting on these women, they wouldn't want a man beating up their mama or their daughter.
Exactly. That's what we're
saying.
Somebody
else's kid. Mm-hmm. Come on. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it shouldn't get to that point. Mm-hmm. So some women can, sometimes you don't know, but sometimes there are telltale signs of a man that's abusive.
Yeah. Right.
I think we gave some of those. Mm-hmm.
Right, some women.
Right. Yeah. And also, I just want to add very briefly on to what Fred Bell stated about, you know, women, you know, leaving the relationship, men following them. Also, we have some women stay because of their livelihood and their lifestyle status. Mm-hmm. They may not have the education or even the training that they need, and they think they need, and they may feel like they're stuck, you know, thinking that they can't make it and not having the confidence, because domestic violence, when you have someone that's abusive in your life, they attack the confidence as well.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, that can be another issue, you know, that the woman, challenge that the woman may be facing too, that kind of keep her there, because she's afraid what life looks like outside of the life she's been afforded.
And you know what, Mandy, it's so funny you say that, because I know someone who's in a relationship like that, end up marrying the guy, right? And she's pretty, I mean, beautiful. But the guy told her she was ugly. Don't nobody want you. And I said, do you look at yourself in the mirror?
Wow.
And you know what she told me one time? He got mad at her, hit her in the face with a plate of food, and then pushed out the car, right? You know what she told me? She said, well, he wasn't going that fast. He was only going like 5 miles an hour. I looked at her, and I said, but he pushed you out of a moving car. I was wondering if it was going 2 miles an hour.
Right.
And she ended up married the guy and with him right now.
Oh, wow.
But you know what? As I listen to you share that, Fred, I don't know, but it sounds like she'd been abused before, and that was the way of life for her. That's what she knew. And if he wasn't doing that, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't see no other way why it would be. But he, you know, he texted her self-esteem and, you know, how she, you know, she was. But that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I shook my head. We said the car was only going 5. I thought, okay.
It wasn't going that fast. It was enough for you to just slide out, you know, put your foot out there on the ground. Oh, wow.
It's just the visual behind it, like the visual behind it. Now, for those of you out there that may have experienced domestic violence, in no way are we making fun. We're making very, very good, valid points. These things happen, and as Fred Bell gave the story about the beautiful lady, it's something when someone can tap into your confidence, you know, and it's something when a person don't feel like they deserve more than what they're receiving, you know, they do begin to justify. I mean, 5 miles, 2 miles, at the end of the day, you were still pushed out of a moving car, you know.
A moving vehicle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so to a lot of you that's listed on the network on tonight, you know, some of the signs they're talking about is slapping, punching, pulling of hair, you know, twisting arms, restraining a person down, you know what I'm saying? Throwing objects at a person, you know. But Fred, you know, one of the things we was talking about earlier is those that kind of like, but I think Mandy used the word accident prone. you know what I'm saying? Every other month they done had an accident. You know what I'm saying? You know, this week was your knee. Next week is, and we're not making fun because these are telltale signs to make you aware. You know, your elbow is swollen. You know what I'm saying? And those of us that don't really know, because people hide in silence, we do have a 1-800 number that you can call. And it's confidential to that woman that's trying to get out, to that man that's trying to get out. Because like Fred was saying, sometimes people try to leave and they stalked. Right. You know, they threaten, I'm going to kill your family. I'm going to kill all of that. And that puts that person in fear. And so they'll take it until, that's why I was talking about, you know, that person gets sick and tired and sick and tired. They get a weapon and they just, listen, I'm going to stop it today. One of us got to go, you know.
Yes. And then we also talked about just being sensitive when we approach these type of topics one-on-one with people if you suspect that someone has been abused, right?
Right.
Because some people have different lifestyles. And we're not saying that we approve of it, but it is real. We have those people that participate in the BDSM lifestyle, you know, and that's the bondage, discipline, dominance, and submission, you know, and a lot of those relationship, there's rough handling, you know, there's slapping, kicking, and things of that nature. So for someone that participate in that lifestyle, whether we agree with it or not, and you someone approach them and pull them to the side and ask them if they're being abused, you know, for them it would be, you know, it wouldn't go over so well,
right?
You know, and we talked about, abuse is abuse, you know, regardless of how we see it, abuse is abuse.
Yes. But Fred, I got a question for you, sir. Statistics have said, you know, and me and Amanda alluded to this last week, if you guys were listening, why is it it's higher than Christian, than it's higher than domestic violence, and divorce is higher in Christian than any other, you know, religion, in it. Why are Christians beating on each other? You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's a whole lot of pastors beat their wives, you know, secretly.
Right, I heard
they stand in the pulpit and they preach God, but, you know, they real violent. And a lot of the first ladies, you wouldn't even know it. You understand? Because they have figured a way how to cover it up.
Right.
And I was just blown away. When you could Google this if you want to. These ain't no made-up stories, you know, because they got campaigns out there for all of this. You just have to do your research. But it baffles me of why is there so much abuse in Christendom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why, Fred? I have no idea. I'm just baffled to those of us that's believers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it that a pastor or a pastor wife is so angry where they're abusing each other? you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it can be multiple things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a definite answer is, or a factual answer, you know, mm-hmm. I may not know, but I would think that some men or, you know, with a pastor and pastor's wife, there is a certain amount of pressure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things aren't going the way the pastor think they should go.
Okay.
Things are, especially if he's out of line, if he's, you know, messing with women in the church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then
okay.
A lot of times there's backlash on the wife. You know, she hears the whisper. She confronts him, you know,
mm-hmm.
or she may say the wrong thing. She may
right,
not look
right.
up a part to him. She may not look the way he desires
exactly.
her to look.
Mm-hmm.
She may not speak the way he thinks she should speak. Somebody may say something. She may respond a certain way. He feel like it makes him look bad. His spiritual life is not in alignment with the word of God.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
There's multiple things that can, a power trip, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
pride.
He talked about power,
you know,
yeah.
Pride, you know,
yes.
And one thing about women gravitate to power, right?
Right, right.
A lot of women are attracted to power. So you have a man in that position. A lot of women are gravitating. He has a good thing. He don't see her the same as he once saw her. Now, it's not anything about her personally.
Right.
It's where his eyes are and where his spiritual life is
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that's where the mistreatment come in at. And that's just a thought, right? Because I can't give you a factual answer.
Well,
right, but it is a thought.
You're in line. you're in line because, you know, as we do our research and a lot of that pops up. It's just amazing. And then, you know, I do a lot of conferences. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you sit in these conferences and just hearing and to those of you on the network that's listening on tonight, it has got to the point where women are beating on the men now.
Right.
you know what I'm saying? You got women that's really beating their husbands. You know,
right.
And that may be a kiki moment, but that have become a factor where some men are just getting beat by their wives. You know,
yep.
And you really can't really see that, can you, man? Dr. Mando,
I'm not saying
man.
Nothing. I'm not even really. And that is true. And I think for a man, I would imagine, I'm not a man, but I definitely would imagine that probably would be shameful to get up and say, you know, that my name is John and I'm being abused by my wife, you
well,
know.
Well, just think it's the same thing with a woman that's in a group. She may be more vocal and open about it,
mm-hmm.
but she's shamed just as well.
She's shamed, mm-hmm. but okay, maybe I should rephrase that. Maybe it's easier for a woman to be more vocal than
uh-huh.
a man because, you know, you think of a man, you know, you think of the head, you think of the protector. You think
right,
of the
right.
protector's now getting beat on, you know, the head.
Well, see, we live with
the head is getting beat up.
What is to Fred and Dr. Mander, where that's not shocking to me.
Uh-huh.
Because we're living in those times where everything is, you can't hardly believe nothing nowadays. You
right.
know? When you hear certain stories, you'd be like, my goodness. So it's not so far-fetched to hear that,
no.
you know, that a woman, I mean, because, you know, you got, let me say it like this here. You got some strong women, you know.
No, I believe it. I just think that as far as being vocal about it,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a difference from a woman standing up saying, hey, I've been abused. Yes, she is ashamed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like it's believable.
Right.
And now we know that there are abusive women out here. I have some in my family.
Okay.
You know, seen it firsthand. So there's some abusive women out here. But the thing about it is how many men raise their hand and say, I'm being abused by my wife?
Well, you'd be surprised. That's why we give you the 1-800 number because, I mean, we can't really – see, and I don't know the statistics and
right.
the number, but they are saying it's high. And it's unheard of, but once again, I get to do a lot of these kind of conferences where I'm doing the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff that I've heard and hear,
mm-hmm.
I sometimes be shaking my head. I'll be like, they just wanted the mic. They just had to get up just to say something. Because some of the stories are just unbelievable. Like, really? You understand? But it really happens in Christendom. It becomes the duty of, you know, if a person is sharing like that, now they got to get involved. They got to get the authorities involved.
Right.
You understand?
Men are going to jail. They are arresting women for domestic violence.
Yeah, because if you call the police, somebody going.
Yep. And now they are, you know, they're listening. Back in the day, you would see where a lot of men were going to jail, you know, when it came to domestic violence. But women are being arrested now because you do have a lot of, I don't know if I should use the word aggressive, but women out here are women that just feel like
they can whoop
a man. Some can. But you know what I mean, right? Or a man, don't say this to me. I mean, it's crazy out here.
Mm-hmm.
And you have women, they will charge a man before, you know, an abuser would charge a woman now.
Yeah, right.
So it's crazy.
Yes. And so, Fred, you want to say anything? You allude to anything, Fred?
I forgot if it was a show I was looking, maybe an ID again or something else, where these men were being abused by these women, but they were almost embarrassed to say it. But they were the type of men that the women would find, and they would be these real quiet men that, you know, weren't violent, probably could not fight, wouldn't lift their hand up. So, and I guess the woman may have been like more of a dominant woman, and would beat him up. And I guess that would be embarrassing, but if I had a friend and knew somebody, I would actually want to sit and listen, because I like listening to what's going, because if I don't understand, I want to see how is it actually happening. What is it that you fear from her? You think she's going to, well, I look at Snap, and a lot of women on there killing men. So...
That's real.
Using
these men.
So real.
Right.
Snap. Because you watch some Snap.
Yeah. You know, snapped on you for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's the time we're living in.
Right.
You know.
Right.
It was unheard of, you know. It probably was happening in the African community long when we were smaller. You know, and then it did happen because the times was different. Men was the breadwinners. They brought the money home. And the man you talk about power was about power and control at that time. But now, you know, in this day and time, a person, you can't hardly say nothing to them a certain way. If they, you know, they'll snap. You understand what I'm saying? And so we got people snapping. But I just think it's ironic, you know, and I don't know what causes this. You know, I'm not going to even really blame it on the devil, you know, because in Christendom, spiritual people always want to blame the devil for everything.
The
devil barely showed up in the Bible, but, you know, every day he's showing up in your life. You know, it's a few times that the devil only showed up in the Bible for it. And when you listen to Christian people, it's always the devil. You understand?
Right.
So you ain't that important on the devil's radar. Let's be clear.
They want to give him so much power.
Credit. Yes, and if you really read the Bible, you can count how many times the enemy, the devil, showed up in the Bible. But a lot of people don't know their Bible like that, so they equate everything to be the devil. But, it you know, it's an individual. When you start talking about emotional, you know, I just think people need to, you know, because we didn't do it a long time ago. I really honestly believe we live in an era where we all need some therapy.
Right.
Some counseling.
I agree.
You know, go see somebody. You know what I'm saying? Because that
helps.
Right.
Get you some help and sit down and really talk about, you know, maybe some of the models that you've seen as a young person growing up.
Yeah.
How did that trauma trigger you? You know, how did that trauma set you off? Because if you used to seeing you being a little boy, seeing your mama beat up, and you grew up and you rehearsing and playing that curse again, you know, or what's angering you to even just hit a person, you know, I would think you need to go to somebody and talk it out, you know?
Right. I was thinking about roots when you said that. Roots, they manifest in different ways. You know, if a person have something that's so deep within them, they may not manifest from years to come. And it just could be something, you know, we heard that saying, the straw that broke the camel's back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it could be something just walking into the store, not being able to buy food because food prices are high, you know?
Right, right.
And before you know it, that anger appears.
Yeah.
And now somebody is being abused. Somebody is being beat up on, you know.
Right.
A lot of times there's a lot of misplaced anger. There's a lot of misplaced hurt in people, and it just manifests different times in different ways.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, we hear the stories all the time how people just out the blue snap, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it came from somewhere.
Exactly.
And so a lot of times those unresolved issues, they just really need to be dealt with. And I said it because you did mention therapy.
Yeah.
And we really need to – I think therapy just really need to be – promoted aggressively at this point. People are truly angry.
Yes.
People are angry. People are chasing people down in the street. I mean, I'm just saying, I was on the phone with one of my family members. Shout out to you. You listening, I know. But one of my family members, and they were talking to me one minute, and they're screaming and hollering. Then they're, you know, they're like, I'm going to catch this person. They're chasing the car. And I'm like, I'm like, no. And I'm trying to, you know, talk them off the edge. But, I mean, it's a lot of anger that's going on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this just so happened, the person that they were chasing, but they were chasing after, they pulled up in a Quick Trip, they pulled in behind him, and that person drove off. And I was so grateful that that person drove off, even if it was just for the sake of the family member not being hurt. Because, you know, I don't know what it is about this I can't be touched, you know, persona. You know, these people out here in the world are really, there's people out here that's just really crazy, you know,
right.
And although we may feel that we're crazy, or we may feel that we'll do something to someone, well, there's someone out there that's going to do it, you know, not saying, I know some people out there, they bowdy, and I get it, right?
Yeah.
And you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it, but I'm talking about those that are provoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to just be careful because there's some angry people out here, and we see it every day. I was in the Dollar General one day, and this lady was just in there. She was turning things over. And the security guard was
what?
Old dude. Yeah, he was a big dude, the security guard, right? He was afraid to say anything to the lady. She was just literally in there throwing stuff, turning things over.
Wow.
And I had my granddaughter in the store with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we live in those times, but in Christendom, and I'm gonna say it to this. I know you go to church, and you could tell how it is in church when you get in the parking lot.
Right.
You know, cut somebody off in the parking lot. Get it's their time to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see. I can see why it's high in Christendom.
Right.
They're going to either get violent or cuss you out. What? Did you just come out of church? Was that you reading the scripture?
It's so funny you mentioned that. Because Sunday school was about that. Paul was telling Peter that he started acting funny in front of the Jews because he was living like a Gentile. But then he got in front of the Jews, and he didn't want to do that. And I was telling the people, I said, because we don't act the same way in church that we act at home.
Right.
When we look at the game, if we're at church looking at the game, we're going to be on our best behavior, but let us be at home. Maybe we're going to be cursing and doing all kinds of stuff. We live two different lifestyles.
Yeah.
And it's just like you guys were talking about how Christians, the domestic violence is real bad between the Christians, because we live a double lifestyle. We dress up on church, but then we come home, we that same, and I always say that around Valentine's Day, when all these women be getting flowers at their job, I say that same dude is the dude that's busting you in your face when you go home, sent you some flowers that you want to see at your job.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, people so fake.
I agree.
Right.
I definitely agree. But what it says to me is, we're speaking, this is why I've always had a problem with, you know, when you start talking about spirituality, you know, I don't care. People are who they are. When people show you who they are, you better believe them.
Right.
And,
right.
and you know,
time.
and I know, Fred and Mandy, it's always been this message: when you get saved and filled with the Holy, you are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that may be to a certain degree in your mm-hmm. spirit, man, mm-hmm. but who you are, you know, a lot of people don't change, you know. And to me, it always bothered me to hear preachers. And by the way, shout out to all the pastors. We know it's Pastor Appreciation Month.
Right.
You know, it always bothered me with the message
mm-hmm.
because the message don't line up. You understand? You mm-hmm. you preach, you get saved, mm-hmm. you get filled with the Spirit, and you something you different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your spirit man may be,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you know, you still an individual, and it's almost like what you're talking about the Gentile. It's a hypocrite to me mm-hmm. to portray that you something that you really not.
Right.
And so the right. reason why I can tell a lot of people are not who they say they are because
mm-hmm.
they work too hard at trying to be something that they ain't.
Right.
You know, right. spirituality is by faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know God is a deliverer. He can deliver you from anything.
Yes, he can.
But you got to have the faith that he is going to deliver you. But it's always been this message, once I get saved, I'm mm-hmm. somebody totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And we take the scripture right. to try to make it sound like because we don't understand the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, we know we're a new creature in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But that old man is still in you. you understand? And if you don't believe me, hit somebody's wife. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. See, don't that old man come back up like we was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. And so we work hard in trying to be something that we really not. And then we end up like the gender because people are watching our lives and watching our story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you said you
right.
were this,
mm-hmm.
but you so easy to be triggered off of this.
Right. right.
Because mm-hmm. we have played down what's really real, the reality of life is still life.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if you save or not, you live in a real world.
Right.
That's why I was having a conversation with a couple of pastors to really explain this scripture when they're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
When it talks about you were in this world and you're not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Because we live in this world at mm-hmm. the end of the day. And practicality don't goes away. You, mm-hmm. you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so we have so many people are phony in their walk of they're trying to be something that they was taught that they not gonna never be because that's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And when your spirit man, you got to know by faith that you already changed in your spirit.
Right.
As you get better, as you work it, a lot of those, like right now,
mm-hmm.
I didn't get saved and stop going to the club. I stopped going to the club before I got saved. I just got tired of going, spending up my money. Just got involved in other things. So mm-hmm. I found myself wasn't going to the clubs like I used to. I wasn't going to nobody's church. It's just something that I choose to do. Some habits just fall off of you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And some things God deliver you from.
Right.
So we need to understand the difference and stop thinking because, you know, when we come to God that, you know, because some things, as he say, we are delivered immediately. We're being delivered mm-hmm. and we shall be delivered.
Right.
Everything don't fall off of everybody like that.
Right.
And so to that person that's been violent, you know, it takes a strong deliverance for that person to be delivered from domestic violence, to want to abuse someone. Because how can we help do that? Send them to therapy. Somebody need to have a conversation with that person don't really probably realize that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Are they so angry? What's the root cause of you being that angry? That mm-hmm. you got to hit your wife or you got to hit your kids or you got to, the wife got to, you know, what is down in you that's rooted to that point?
Mm-hmm.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the E-Man After Show, we're sitting around the domino table. These are the kind of conversations that we, you know, this is an adult show. So, you know, Southern Soul, this is what we do over here on the E-Man After Show.
Yeah.
Why? Because we... one of the reasons why I formed this show around the domino table because I want to have real conversations like this here
mm-hmm.
because we go to church, we can church people to death
right.
and we can give scriptures and do all that to death, but the real reality of life in this real world that we living in, we got to start having some real conversations because out of these conversations, you can get true deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
You can get true healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to that lady tonight that's afraid to just really afraid, you know, that if she break out and leave, that he's going to follow her.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And so We can give you a prevention hotline number. We're going to do that on tonight. We're going to give you some different numbers that you can call, because you don't have to stay in that situation just because you in that situation. Mm-hmm. We want to help you get out of that situation, you know, and then when it's dealing with your health, we got a cancer survivor that's on the line on tonight, have encouraged our heart,
mm-hmm.
because he didn't never believe it. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, when you go to the doctor, but then we are human. Mm-hmm. You understand? And so what are the practice? What do you do when you done did all of that and you still suffer with cancer?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So life is life. And these are real life situations that we're discussing. And we're not trying to be pseudo way out there and we feed in false. Well, okay, you just give it to God and it's just going to go away. That, mm-hmm. That's not going to happen. you're not like that. Mm-hmm. And now God is a miracle worker, mm-hmm. because of your faith in him. If you believe him like that, he can work a miracle like that.
Yes.
But the reality of it is, mm-hmm. no, it's not going to happen like, you know, we've been preached to or been taught, and which that's really deceiving for a lot of believers and unbelievers, because you say something and you're not even practicing what you're saying.
Right.
And you're perceiving a message that you're putting out there like, God is Santa Claus or something. you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And people are dealing with real life. And they dealing with real life. So it's a young lady right now that went to some church for some help.
Mm-hmm.
And probably got turned away. You understand what I'm saying? And bitter at the church because they turned her away when she was crying out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
a whole lot of scenarios or situations that
right.
if we keep it 100, Fred, and we keep it real, it'll open our eyes to how many people do you know that went to the church house for help,
right?
And the doors was locked.
Right.
You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Right.
They needed somewhere to sleep,
mm-hmm.
and your church chained up. you understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we saying tonight? You know. And kudos to any church and any ministry. We're not knocking ministries or anything like that. Don't miss our conversation.
Right.
Because, you know, some people get weird and crazy when you have real conversation. Because I think we want to hide behind the mask of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't get to the root cause of what's going on in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the reason why I'm having the conversation is because statistics have said the number is higher in Christendom.
Mm-hmm.
The divorce rate is higher in Christendom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what statistics say. This ain't the devil that's after the Christians,
mm-hmm.
you know. Oh, that's
right.
just the devil. No, it's not the devil. We divorcing at the head of a dime today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't nobody want to stay in the nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why is
right.
that? You know? And we say we faith believers,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then on the flip side, I hate to see it like this here, the ones that staying in and been married for 30 years, I ain't going to say that. I'm on a different level. Well, hell, their ass is the reason why they staying with them for 30, 40 years, because their ass been getting whooped for 30 and 40 years, and they just might as well stay with them. Yeah.
Oh.
And so that's why I didn't want to say that, because
know.
You don't provoke me to
know,
say it.
I didn't know you was going to direction with that one.
That's what I'm saying, because I'm going to keep it 100.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got people are locked in to situations,
mm-hmm.
because at the end of the day, you know, and you got good marriages out there, but you ain't finna tell me, ain't finna let nobody lie to me.
Mm-hmm.
You been married for 30 and 40 years and you ain't had no situations happen in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm going with it.
Okay.
And so, you know, it don't take no genius to figure out you ain't made it to 30 and 40 years being squeaky clean.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You just made a decision to stick in there and stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have got past the cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You have got past the beating.
Mm-hmm.
You have got past the abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if we to be transparent, how do we really be transparent? That we have real conversations and quit trying to cover it up and act like something that we ain't, when we already know it's a lot going on. Why? Because if you Google right now, it'll blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we shouting every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Right.
And so how do we really get it to change? Now, we're not going to stop praying. We're not going to stop believing what his word say.
Right.
But let's stop being a hypocrite, too, as I heard Fred Bill was just saying a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us have a lot of hypocrisy that we practice,
mm-hmm.
and we don't realize we practice
right.
until we start having conversations like this.
Right.
And then it
right.
triggers people, fellas, where they go, oh, I can't believe they talk like, yeah, it's a lot of hypocrisy goes on. you know. And so we got to get to the point to where we're going to get some solutions, get some people healed, get some people taken care of with their safety. We got to have some real, real good eye-opening conversations,
right?
You know, to provoke people. This is Domestic Awareness Month. We're trying to make you aware. You know what I'm saying? And we just around the domino table tonight. So all of you over on Southern Soul artists around the Glow Radio Network, welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Right.
This is what you get.
Welcome.
Welcome. You understand what I'm saying? We talk, they already know. Because at the end of the day, you know, I just refuse to live in society and be a hypocrite to portray and to profess something just to try to go along, to get along, and to fit into an organized religion that says this. And I'm 62 years old, so you ain't finna lie to me because I done seen too much. You understand what I'm saying? And I'll challenge anybody out there. I don't care who you are. I done seen too much. You ain't finna lie to me. And so we just wanted to help you tonight. Fred Baird, I'm on my soapbox tonight now. And so being around the domino table, you know, Fred, I got uncles who would talk like this. Yeah, I've been around men such as yourself. You know, we bringing it to the airwaves because if we gonna teach the word of God, if we gonna teach our families and our kids, we gotta keep it 100.
That's true.
You know,
this is true.
We gotta keep it. And I ain't got to be.
I really want to
make
a point, though. Let me say this.
Jump right on here.
You are. I do want to. Everything you said is absolutely correct, right? And I know that words, they often get misconstrued, right? And people just overthink and just take bits and pieces and run with it. One thing about it is that what I've learned. With just communicating with people is that one person level of realness is not the next person level of realness. This is why we have to really have an ear to hear what people are saying. Like you, for instance, E-Man, and Fred Bell also, you guys' level of realness may be something that's kind of challenging for someone else to digest, right? And it's not because you're saying anything wrong. You're absolutely right, but it's just that they're – that's not the way they speak, right?
Okay.
That's not the way they explain
their language, right?
So, right. So they may have an issue with, they may overthink what's being said. You going back to what you were saying about the body of Christ and about people pretending and hypocrisy and you know, et cetera. Very, very true. I believe that as long as we're here and as long as we're in the vessel, the earthly vessel that we're in, when we grow, God's going to require more growth from us, right?
Okay.
And sometimes a person may be delivered from drugs, for example, right? And then there's going to be something else like, that God's going to highlight that we're going to have to grow or be delivered from, you know? So with that being said, and I'm saying it this way for different ears because we all have different ways of hearing.
That
being said, none of us are perfect. You know, God is yet still working out things in us. And what I mean with our help, with our willingness, right? With our obedience. You said it early, but I'll reiterate in my own way. Yes, God is a miracle worker. He is absolutely a deliverer. And yes, we are transformed. We can give certain things to God with our willingness, with our obedience, with us being intimate with Him. And these things, some people will say fall off of us, we will be delivered from, whatever the case may be. We're saying the same thing. So God, we are transformed, but at the same time, it's always going to be something else that's highlighted in us, you know. A lot of times we feel good about being delivered, as we should be. We should feel good about it, but I don't know about you, but there's times where the Lord have woke me up early in the morning and laying things out before me that I didn't even know was in me, you know. So at the end of the day, we've heard the saying that as long as we're here, we're striving for perfection, we're striving to be like Him. I turn it to say God is always working on us, you know. He's always working. So I just wanted to say that and make it very, very clear. Nobody's saying you're still out there cheating. Nobody's saying you're still out there stealing. Nobody's saying you're holding up the place, robbing banks. None of that. None of that. But what we're saying is that if we are really connected to God, He's going to show us some things about us. and continuously show us. In order for us to be able to speak to others, we must first accept what he's showing us about us first.
Right, right.
Right.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, and what Dr. Amanda is alluding to, this is why we sit around the domino table,
mm-hmm.
because in order to reach a rapper, you got to know his language.
Right.
you understand what I'm saying, Fred Bell? You know,
yeah.
A lot of these hip-hop guys, you got to know how to speak and how they language. I think Paul spoke 5 different languages. Mandy just said it in a different language for those of you that it
mm-hmm.
went over your head.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, we're not, she's saying it a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And you got somebody heard it my way, you got somebody heard Fred Bell's way, you got somebody to hear Mandy's way, which is all is good. But I still will say it this way, man. Friend,
I know you will.
if God put everybody's sin on a jumbotron,
right?
you know, no matter who we are,
mm-hmm.
until we get up out of here, like you're saying, you know, we're striving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, key word, we're striving. If God let everybody get a peep into everybody's life that's down here on this earth. We'll probably just have to have church out there on the street. So.
Well,
that's true. This is true.
You understand?
Very
and
true.
I'm not saying that you're not saved, which you think, Mandy Elglin, you put that in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying that at all.
Right.
But what I am saying, let God put your life up on the jumbotron,
man.
And then we can just end this conversation.
Right.
Why? Because, you know, no matter who we are, we as Fred Bell asserted earlier,
mm-hmm.
you know, you could be, you know, in front of people watching the game one way,
mm-hmm.
when you're on confines of your home, you're somebody totally different, you know. So it's just being said in different ways and different language. And those that get it, they get it. Those that I think I don't worry about how people perceive stuff, because people going to be, you know, when you start trying to change people's mind, it's like, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They already are made up in their mind. So at the end of the day, it's conversation. We
mm-hmm.
want to continue to have these kind of conversations because we want you to walk away with, when you walk away from these shows that we have, we want to provoke you to think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to call it bashing or whatever, you know how people think and they put in their head.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But through these kind of conversations, do you know how many people are convicted right now? It's a whole lot of people convicted right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming. It just ain't in the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it's people listening on the network like, oh, they mad as hell right about now because we done touched on something that they are dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? If it be through domestic violence, if it be through understanding, we're talking to Christians just as well. Because, see, well, we got to understand God is for the unjust just as well as he's for the just.
Yes.
And
right.
he reigns on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So none of us are squeaky clean, so it don't behoove any of us to judge no one of us because we all got issues
right.
at the
right.
end of the
right.
day. So we just trying to make you enlightened on tonight and to those of you that comes around. But when we find out Fred Bell, I told the owner that I said, well, when I get on your station, we'll see. but he said, keep bringing it. You know why? Because people want you to be 100.
Right.
They want you to keep it 100.
Yes.
Because I guarantee you, when you're talking to old school, because I'm considered as old school now for you. You know, I'm 62. I'm old school now. You
right.
know, when you having these kind of conversations, you'd be surprised of the old school man, you know, they want these kind of conversations because we living in an artificial world. Everybody faking and shaking.
Oh, my Lord. Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's to the point where the realness people do not accept anymore.
Yes.
Because it's everything is about a facade. Everything is about smoke screens. And so when people are just real and they can just be who they are, it is no longer accepted.
Man, people believe a lot.
It bothers me. I do not like that. I feel like you have to be like, I don't know what it is, but that's true. It's like the lies are accepted where people make themselves to be social media, XYZ. And then when a true voice comes in the room, everybody's like, what's wrong with this person?
I guarantee you God was speaking. You just have to have
an ear to hear. Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of times, if you listen to Fred Bell tonight, if you listen to Mandy tonight, you listen to E-Man, we all said the same thing, just a different way.
Right.
and out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us don't hear. He said, how can you hear unless you have a teacher,
mm-hmm.
a preacher?
Right.
A lot of us don't hear because our equilibrium are off. We're unbalanced.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? We balance to the, we sway to one way of listening.
Mm-hmm.
If it don't sound churchy, we turn it off.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to be able to be open up and be an adult to be able to hear past
mm-hmm.
what's being said.
Because mm-hmm.
nobody...
Or the messenger.
Or the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just here to deliver the message.
Right.
And if you get it in the language that we speak in, kudos. If you miss it, you'll get it later. As my uncle would say, you'll get it later.
Mm-hmm.
you understand? Sooner or later, you'll get it. You'll look back and say, that's what they was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we got to get ready to wrap this show up for you. We got 5 more minutes. We want to thank all of you guys that over on Southern Soul Artists around the Globe Radio Network. We want to thank We Talk Radio Network family. We'll be back next Sunday night. We'll end this topic next Sunday night, and then at the end of the month, we'll do a Bible study because, Fred, we down to the last of Bible study. I'm finna book 2 people now. You
okay.
know? Yeah, because we are... It's amazing how some of the preachers have contacted me. I said we kind of out of the month now,
mm-hmm.
but then they was like, "You're not doing Pastor Appreciation Month this month?" I said, "No, we picked domestic violence and breast cancer awareness this month." So we want to appreciate everyone that came on and talked this year. Fred, I don't know. I might end up have to do it another year. I'm trying to debate, you know, because. You know what's funny, Fred, and those of you on the network, what's funny, people sit back and they watch and you talk to them, and first they say, no, now I done been contacted. They want to do it now,
mm-hmm.
you know, and
okay.
we want to allow them to do it. So we just up in arms of which way we're going to go with that, but we're nobody at the end of the year. Fred, you might be teaching all year. You started us out.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, so... We'll see. But ladies and gentlemen on the network tonight, we got to get ready to get on up out of here. Man, I tell you, we're winding down. We got a long, busy day this week.
Yes.
Fritz, you got a busy week this week, sir?
No, just regular week at work.
Okay. Well, that's awesome, you know. And so to all of you that's out there on the network on tonight, we do want to keep Israel lifted up in our prayers.
Amen.
We want to lift this world up in our prayer. Fred, did you see where they had the shooting over at the Front Park last night?
Yeah, my wife was telling me that my friend had told me. He said that they had closed the fire down for good, but then his wife said that they opened it back up tonight. And I'm thinking to myself, can we go anywhere and enjoy ourselves without somebody bringing a gun?
Mm-hmm.
It just
kind of baffles my mind. I thought they had the technology out there where they were screening for, you know, making sure people not getting in, you know, with a pistol or a gun or whatever.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So that means somebody was able to slip through,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Which meaning that somebody wasn't doing their job because
right.
if you come through these metal detectors, don't they supposed to detect that kind of stuff?
Sure.
That's what I thought.
Sure.
Some people.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know how they was able to get it on the fairgrounds. But ladies and gentlemen, we broadcast in the Dallas-Forward Metroplex, and our state fair is going on. And so
mm-hmm.
we had a shooting. I think 3 people got shot last night.
Mm.
And so we just want to keep this world lifted up in prayer. Mm. And, man, we want to appreciate each and every one of you guys. Well, Fred Bell, we thank you on tonight, sir, for hanging out with us around the domino.
No problem.
Thing.
Yes.
Ain't nobody hung
no
up
problem.
Yet. We want to thank all y'all that's on the line just listening, too.
Yes.
I want to appreciate all our callers. We want to appreciate all of you guys over there on both networks, We Talk and Southern Soul around the globe. We want to thank you guys for listening to us on tonight. Well, guess what? I'm going to give you my email and thoughts, and we're going to get ready to wrap this show up for tonight, Mandy.
All right.
And my email and thoughts for tonight is simply just this. If you give God your pain, know that he will give you his power. It's just that simple. If you give God your pain, just know that he will give you his power. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what's going on in your life, I'm going to steal the words from my good friend, Kirk Franklin, let's win wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Until we meet again, well, Fred, you have a blessed week, sir. And we'll talk
thank
to you
you
next week.
Mandy.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you, sir. Good night now.
All righty.
All righty.
Good night.
We want to thank Freya Bell that's hanging around with us around the domino table on tonight. Mandy,
yes.
We want to thank you for hanging out with me. We'll finish this conversation next Sunday night.
Yes.
Domestic
well.
Violence and Breast Cancer Awareness. Until then, let's think big, Mandy.
Yeah, gee.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.